Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got an update here. We got Larry on his mountaintop, and as far as I know, he's still with us. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Still with you.
Yeah, it's really something else. Where do we want to start? Why don't we start maybe over there in Israel, because it appears that could become really hot any time. I've got a headline here. I know you've been following this. Israeli jets and helicopters strike 25 Hamas military targets in Gaza. What's going on over there? It sounds like this thing could go hot, really hot, anytime in a major war.
Well, it's very possible, Stuart. Of course, Gaza, Hamas over in Gaza, and the jihadists begin to lob missiles and mortar rounds, rockets at southern Israel, and fired over, I believe, over 100 in less than a 24-hour period, and that's unprecedented, basically. However, they shot some of them down with the Iron Dome system, and then Netanyahu hit them, in a short period of time, and he hit them hard. I mean, over in Gaza, he hit them real hard.
Mm-hmm.
And now
mm-hmm.
they've cried out for a ceasefire, if you will. But the interesting
sure.
thing is, and I like your opinion, Debkafile today reported as the Gaza front begins to cool, Iran and Syria move on the next flashpoint, Frontera, and says that Iranian and Syrian tanks are moving towards Israel's Golan.
Well, this sounds like a strategic method where you hit them from one side, then you hit them from another side. That's interesting, though. Let's say you pump 1,000 missiles into Israel, and then you immediately call for a ceasefire. That's a very clever way of hiding yourself so that you prepare yourself for the next 100 missiles. And then they're occupied with that, while in Syria and Iran, they are moving their forces inching ever closer to Israel. But how long is Israel going to hold back? I guess that's my question. They have been relatively quiet. And again, I would say to everyone, Psalm 2. Always keep in mind Psalm 2. It's a foundation for all of this. But Bibi knows that he's surrounded on all sides. In fact, one time he did say that, didn't he? He said, we have enemies everywhere. So do you think they're going to retaliate against this move with all the tanks? Now, I do have something from Hal Turner on that. Let me see if I can run down and find it. Go ahead and comment, though.
Well, I was going to say, also, we've got probably 10 or more thousand missiles belonging to Hezbollah pointed directly at Tel Aviv and Haifa
yes.
from Lebanon. And of course, that's another front. I mean, Netanyahu's right. They are surrounded.
Yeah, and how long do they hold their peace before, this escalates into a nuclear situation? With Isaiah 17 appears to me to be a nuclear situation, which is orientated more towards not Hezbollah or Hamas, but Syria in that area of the world because of possible missile strikes. I can't imagine Iran, who has sworn along with, of course, a lot of the Arab nations round about, to push Israel into the sea. I think that's in the Psalms, Psalm 83 or something like that. And let her be remembered no more. So it sounds like it's a diversionary tactic. I mean, these little missile attacks, even if it's 100, maybe they're practicing and they're trying to find out what Iron Dome can and cannot do before they unleash a barrage. I mean, to me, it doesn't make any sense. If I was going to attack Israel and I had 10,000 missiles on my side, I'd let them all go at once. Hope for the best, because there's no way they could fight it. It's kind of like Iran with their little boats that have missiles on them. How does our U.S. Navy flotillas, carriers, and their destroyers take out 1,000 little boats with missiles? It's virtually impossible. They could sink the whole naval fleet before they could do anything, particularly with Russia and whatnot supplying them with these, I don't know if they can supply them with hypersonic missiles, but that technology is being developed rapidly. So anyway, what do you think? My take on it is it's all diversionary. They're practicing, and when the call comes, they're going to go, and it all depends, I guess, on the Israeli military intelligence as to when and if they would preempt. What do you think?
Well, there's a couple of actually good reports out of Debka file yesterday. They said Israel's Syria military operations against Iran and Hezbollah goes into next stage. Israel expands the scope of its red lines. That means that they're through taking what they're taking, and they're moving forward with something else. And at the same time, Times of Israel reporting says in rare clash, Russian jets reportedly intercepted Israeli warplanes over Syria, talking about the Russian Su-34s challenging the Israeli Air Force F-16s over Syria. So you've got that problem. But I did see today, late in the evening, of course, isn't it interesting how there's so much smoke about Roseanne Barr and Donald Trump that you can't even get a good report on a war? But Netanyahu made some contacts, and apparently Jordan, the U.S., and Russia is having an emergency meeting in Jordan on what to do with the Israeli situation with Hezbollah, Iran, Syria, and Gaza. Now, if you remember, the Gazans literally came. They wasn't homegrown Gazans, okay? They were a semi-military force that fomented a revolution in Jordan and got themselves kicked out of Jordan. Now, that's part of the history nobody seems to remember. What do you think, Stuart?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's like Palestine. The Israelis, whether people realize it or not, bought that land over there. It, as far as God is concerned, they own it anyway. But, you know, from an earthly point of view, the Israeli people systematically and slowly bought land from the Arabs over there. And the Palestinians actually have no legal claim whatever in that land. That's all just propaganda. So, and everybody hates Israel, including, unfortunately, Great Britain, whom you may recall, as soon as Israel became a nation, the British gave the wink and nod to the War of Independence over there. And if it wasn't for the hand of the Lord, Israel wouldn't have been there probably a week after they declared nationhood. And this is going to continue until the Lord has, you know, done what he has to do to bring Israel back into the Abrahamic, Davidic, Palestinian covenants. And That's what we're watching. We're actually watching the agenda of Psalm 2 being fulfilled. And, you know, we've talked off the air about the pivot year, 2017, 2018, so we should say pivot years. But things are starting to heat up, and I really look for something either in June, July, that is really, because we are moving up on 2019 as far as their civil calendar goes. I mean, that comes by, I think, in probably this year in September sometime, that they move into 2019. So if the dates mean anything, we're going to see some action here in the next little while. Here's from Hal Turner. The latest he has, Israel moving numerous tanks and armor to the Gaza Strip. Bulletin, Iran has threatened Iraq, Prime Minister. That's another part of the war, I guess, over there. Or else Baghdad will be attacked with a 60 car bombs in one day. IDF reporting Iranian-made rockets now being fired into Israel from Gaza, in addition to the mortars. Heavy airstrikes in multiple locations in Gaza, also tank and artillery fire in numerous locations. Hamas and Islamic Jihad fired at least 27 military mortar rounds from the Gaza Strip into surrounding communities in Israel over the past few hours. It is apparent that the largest such attack against civilians since 2014, and so the IDF is returning fire. I mean, this goes on and on, but when does it blow up? IDF warns Israeli residents of upcoming heavy explosions inside Gaza. So it appears to me that, you know, we see this, and I'd heard that they have a ceasefire. Is that true? Or, you know, they never work, but.
Yeah, that's that occurred today. You know, their ceasefires are on for a few hours, and then they fire more rockets. So we don't know how well that's going to work. However, Israel certainly has Iran's number. They know Iran is pulling all the strings.
Yes. Yeah. And so sooner or later, we should see a preempt. But you just never know how they're going to run this thing. You don't know what the script is necessarily. So I guess we just kind of sit around and watch and see what happens. But it looks like, and then we got Kimmy the Whiz Kid over there, and I understand these talks are on again. I'm just a little bit surprised that Trump has fallen for this. Maybe he isn't.
Well,
what do you think on that?
I was just going to say that what's interesting, apparently the talks are on again because North Korea's, if you will, director of their CIA, their intelligence group, has landed in New York and is meeting with Pompeo, and they are formulating the possible meeting and dialogue of the summit in Singapore. So we're waiting. We're waiting to see where that goes, and, you know, we don't know if there's a script. But we do know one thing that came out that I saw today that was really interesting. They looked more closely at satellite images of that mountain that they blowed up. They literally did, before they did that, imploded that mountain had already pretty much collapsed, but they took all the equipment involving the nuclear stuff and moved it. Nobody knows where it went. They just simply removed it from that place, and then they blowed up one of the tunnels and said, okay, that's it. So I think we're being scammed pretty much, Stuart. I think that this is, in the long run, a trick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's much question about it, at least not in my conspiratorial mindset. I know how they work, and I know how China works, and the Chinese military has said openly that the United States is their mortal enemy, basically, and that we're going to have a war with China. And speaking about that, here's a headline. China scrambles jets, sends ships to warn off United States Navy from the South China Sea. Isn't that kind of interesting? I thought that was international waters. It says here, Beijing has slammed the move as a provocation and an infringement of China's sovereignty. China's defense ministry has announced that its ships and aircraft have been deployed to intercept the U.S. ships in order to warn them to depart, which had entered the disputed South China Sea without permission. Well, that's international waters. They're just claiming it. So that almost sounds more like the Armageddon script coming, I guess one could say, shaping up. The foreshadows. If people are not familiar with the Armageddon script, the war breaks out just about everywhere. They do it deliberately because the United States does not have the means. In fact, probably doesn't even have the means right now, without using their secret space weapons, to fight one major war. And I was just reading a report where we're running out of bombs and stuff, so and it'll be a while before they can replenish. So it looks like we're being set up. What do you think on that? I mean, China is not our friend, let's put it that way.
Well, let's just put it another way. What you won't hear on mainstream news is Barack Hussein Obama spent 8 years setting us up for the fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Barack Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett, George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, they're all in this together. This is all Potter Somme, too. And unfortunately, the American people are not able, for whatever reason, to connect the dots. Not that there's really, truthfully, anything one can do about it. When you have allowed these kind of people to stay in power, organize their military, get people in the right positions so that they'll do what they're told, irrespective of the Constitution. And once they've done that, you basically don't have a chance. And if you dumb down the people in the educational system and convert them into socialists and communists, which is what the universities are doing right now and have done, I don't see where the American people have a chance anymore. That's one of the reasons I said we're watching America implode. And it is. And people like Roseanne Barr, and I'm not going to defend at all what she had to say. I will defend her right to say it. And below, underneath all of this is a consistent attack on free speech. Now, you either have free speech or you don't. And the left has been hammering the right. If it wasn't Roseanne Barr, it'd be somebody else. They just keep attacking and attacking and attacking. And all you got to do is have a misstep. And that doesn't, not analyze as a misstep or, gee, I'm sorry I said that, I didn't really mean it. They go for the jugular on all of this. And meanwhile, of course, people like Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett, George Soros, who are all committing high treason and attempting a coup, communist coup, against the United States to topple it and bring in their communist system. Whatever they say, that's fine. I mean, think of all the things they have said about Donald Trump, his wife, his children, and all of that. And all of that evidently is fine. So what I'm looking at here, I think, is a diversionary tactic. Keep people on these hot spot little buttons that they push now and then. And unfortunately, Roseanne, who has always pushed the envelope on what she says, made a very bad mistake and never should have said it at all. But this is what they jump on. This is what the left always jumps on. Any little mistake like that, and in reality, when you are being surrounded by the enemy, you're facing a war or multiple wars. You're facing FEMA concentration camps, torture and murder and death. And, you know, how do you compare that with the rhetoric? People are offended nowadays, but my comment to you offline was, if people get offended now, wait until they meet the creator of the universe. They are going to be deeply offended when he says, get away from me. I never knew who you were. And sends them to eternal ruin. That's offense. And of course, as it says right there in Matthew chapter 7, they protest loudly and longly, but it doesn't do them any good. So I'm just watching the implosion of the United States, the loss of free speech, and I don't know what you do about it. I mean, these guys, the communists, the socialists, have really planned this out. They know exactly what they're doing. They've taken the media. They control the media. So they can hype up anything they want. I mean, look at the attacks on Trump. They call Trump a racist. He's not a racist. He never was a racist. And as far as I know from Mrs. Barr, she likewise has dumped millions of dollars promoting the minorities in this country, trying to help them out. So what you're watching is communist tactics. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right. You know, they have pretty well trashed Donald Trump and his family since the election began. And it's been nonstop. And remember, they're never at fault when they do this. You know, that's
yes.
The interesting part. And what's interesting is how they took the focus off of Roseanne Barr and what she said, and they put the focus on Donald Trump and claimed that it was his presidency that caused her to make that statement, that racist statement, and that he is generating all the racism in America. Boy, that's very interesting. But I've got something I was going to bring up really, really interesting here.
Yeah,
because
go ahead.
We've got all of this that's been generating for some time, trying to completely. It's called the left, you know. Actually, it's a communist coup around the world is what it really is.
Yes,
and it's all
absolutely.
At the same time. You know, they've got the left working in Israel against Netanyahu, trying to bring him and his government down. We've got the left in America busily trying to destroy the Donald Trump presidency. And we've got them in other countries. Matter of fact, the left in the UK, in England, has just about eliminated free speech and any kind of rights at all, if people
yes,
are following the
absolutely.
Robinson case there. And
yep.
I wanted to mention this because this is interesting, Stuart, and to get your opinion. I found it on Breaking Israel News. Rabbi Glazerson, this is one of the Torah codes he did that didn't reach America. I don't have my hands on it, but I've read of it. And anyway, it says, Rabbi Glazerson, in Torah codes, the dark angel of the left wing is battling Messiah. And they quote Ecclesiastes 10:2 from the Israel Bible. And I looked in my Amplified King James Version, and it says the same thing. It says, a wise man's mind tends towards the right hand, a fool's towards the left. And
oh, yeah.
Basically... And so anyway, the left is literally laid out in Ecclesiastes 10:2 talk by the Torah codes talking about this left-wing conspiracy and tied into a dark angel that is arising about the time of the Messiah and battling Messiah and what he's doing. And they made a comment that I really find interesting because you said, where's this going to go? And you mentioned this summer might be a little complicated. It
mm-hmm.
says, Glazerson made the report, and I'd like your comment on this. He says, conflict between the left wing and the right wing has mystical roots. He says, hidden clues. Defeat of the left indicated in the Torah codes in 5778, 2018. And so my question is the Messiah somehow got a plan we are not knowledgeable of that may come about this summer to bring the defeat to the left that it appears right now they're winning? What do you think, Stuart?
Well, yeah, it may be, and I would think the Messiah probably has a double reference. One, because the rabbis think that Trump is a Messiah-like person, a messianic messenger, if you will, kind of a John the Baptist, I guess, in a way. So, in 2018, Dark Angel would be Satan, and the left is satanic. All you got to do is look at them. All you got to do is listen to them. But, of course, the American people are so biblically apostate that they don't realize what they're talking about. And that mystical reference is interesting in view of the book of Revelation. Mystery. Mystery.
Yeah.
The Masonics, lodges. And I've got a book. I got to dig it out. But it's all about the Masonic Wars, of which I believe Donald is fighting another branch of Masonry. And that could very well be the mystical part of this. That's fascinating. And it's coming out right now. That's even more fascinating. Look at the timing on it.
Yeah. And it came out, Stuart. This came out just before June, July, August. And then in September, they go in to 5779, which would be 2019. We've got a real summer to watch things.
Yeah. I think that's a good point that people need to realize. This is really starting. Everything is dovetailing in together, just like the Lord said. When you see all these things converging, one upon another. I mean, first we had Israel become a nation. Then we have a six-day war. Then we have this, and then we have that. And now we got the technology for the mark of the beast. All these things are coming together, dovetailing in to a grand finale. I don't see how the grand finale can be that far off. We could easily go... I mean, when is the tribulation or Daniel 70th week actually going to start? Some people think we're in it. I'm not convinced we are at all. But, in fact, I was reading an article today, and I can't remember. I think it was a reinterpretation of Daniel. And they're talking about July for the start of the 70th week, late June and early July, and they're basing it upon what happened to Israel back in the olden days, that it probably is going to be a repeat.
Wow.
I mean, we're up to something. I mean, we're very close, I think. And then we got Kushner, don't we, and his peace plan, along with Solomon?
Yeah.
Have you heard more about that?
No, I was going to say Solomon is still missing, and we don't know what happened to him other than he vanished about the time of the attack on the royal palace by the drone or whatever occurred, and everything went black. No one knows where he is. Some are saying he's assassinated. Some are saying that he's in hiding. So I think soon we may find out.
Yeah, I had heard that he got wounded and is in a process of healing, but I don't know that. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you hear about. Any last bits you want to chime in on? We got about a minute.
Yeah, I was thinking it would be very interesting to know if he had had a head wound, wouldn't it? And then, by the way, I just wanted to comment that I've been posting on my blog the Days of Noah series by Mark Goodwin, Conspiracy, Persecution, and Perdition. They are excellent, excellent prepper books that are biblically tied, and people should look at that series.
Yeah, we really need to be taking a look at survival here for a while. We could easily go into 2020, I believe. The two-year, five-year thing of Joseph, where the great deliverance was after the second year. So it'll all be very, very interesting. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks. Thank you, Larry, for coming on. And we'll do a longer one on Friday, the Lord willing. Anyway, good night, take care of yourselves, and prepare. Keep your heads up, because the night is coming, and so isn't your deliverance. Anyway, good night.